are from different places. We all have different names. No matter what life brings us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness.
3, 2, 1.
I already said
blast it. Off. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
I'm okay. Basically, I seem to have some sort of mild nausea issue, and I think I've pinned it down, actually. So at first, I thought I was I had been sick from some Panda Express that I got the other day. But then I found out today that I don't think it was that, because today I feel sick. And so it makes sense, because Sunday I think I had the Panda Express, then I had leftovers and all that. But Sunday I was not sick. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe it was the Panda Express because I was sick the following day. But now I'm not sick, or I am sick without the Panda Express. So I think it's some old butter that I have in the fridge. I don't know if it's even old. I don't know. But I feel sick, and I'm not used to eating like a lot of butter. Normally I have coconut oil, but I ran out of coconut oil. So I think that's what it is. So anyway, that's the disclaimer for today's podcast. I'm not feeling 100%, but I just figured it would be better for me to be on the podcast and just come as I am. You know how Jesus tells us to come as we are all the time. That's kind of how it is with me today. So I would like to talk about my baptism, but I'll save that for later on this episode. So I wanted to share some other information. And that's I was thinking about how, in order for me to be more successful in my ability to read more books, is if I restrict what it is that I actually do. So I came to this insight based on the idea of how I can consistently take cold showers, like compared to like nothing else that I've been able to do. And I realized that the reason for that is I don't allow myself to take warm or hot showers because of the little inconvenience of setting the heat and actually having to wait for the heat to go. Like setting hot or warm, like you actually have to wait however many minutes for it to actually warm up. So that's kind of like the stop factor, so to speak, and causes me to only take cold showers. So I was like, oh, so I basically gave myself no other choice but to take cold showers when I do take showers. So why can't I do that with anything else in my life? Give myself a restricted set of choices. So I think for me to actually take up my reading habit in a way where it's going to be helpful and effective is if I basically limit the amount of things that I would do in my free time. There's so many things. See, the thing with ADHD is you just have so many things that you're interested in, especially when it comes to like following what people are recommending for you to do. People have these recommendations for movies and shows and video games and, oh yeah, you should go and visit this place or whatever. And like, I guess I'm always wanting to please all those people, but also not miss out on those experiences. But I need to realize that it's okay for me to temporarily withhold myself from pursuing some of those recommendations, or even pursuing some of my own recommendations to like play video games or watch a show or something like that. Like, it's okay for me to legitimately just be like, okay, I'm just going to read books for like this set period of time and not do all the other things. This was an interesting insight for sure. And I think what will help me as well is if I start tracking my books better. So like, okay, figure out what all books I have not finished, first of all, because I don't even have that inventory understanding in any way. I just have my Kindle and I have a bunch of books that are unfinished and I have no idea which ones they are until I actually look. So I think what I'm going to do is use this software called LibreOffice Calc and list out all the books that I have finished or have unfinished, and then set a yes or no for all of them. And then that should actually give me like something that I can track. So it'll give me that motivation that I need to keep going with reading. Like, okay, I want to see what happens next on these. And this is how far along I am, because I'm actually tracking where I'm at based on unfinished. And I can even say like what chapter out of how many chapters, if I really want to, or what page number I'm at or something, just to give me that that understanding. So, yeah. Outside of that, and outside of being sick, let me think. Trying to remember if there was. Oh, yes, I saw this movie. It was called Elio. It just came out. It's by Disney Pixar, and it was a really good movie. Actually, I really enjoyed it. It was interesting because it had little aspects of. It felt kind of like The Wizard of Oz in a sense, like just the magicalness of it. Like the way that it explored. And then I went on like a review and they said that it was kind of like a cross between Wizard of Oz and E.T. But for me, I hadn't actually seen E.T. like in my adulthood. So I don't even remember that movie. But it was a really touching movie that and I really love how it talked about vulnerability, just like the importance of like being vulnerable with people that you trust. And I thought that was like a really nice like thing, especially for a Disney movie, but just in general, like kind of being our genuine selves with somebody else. And like basically within friendship, you can kind of bring yourself like in such a way that it feels safe and comfortable. And so we want to try to establish that with everyone, if at all possible. And then we can just kind of be ourselves with more people. So. So anyway, that's pretty much my update.
thanks for sharing, Tim. My computer's not cooperating right now, but...
Oh, okay. No problem. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Two things before I go into my update. Have you heard of Goodreads?
Yes. I'm contemplating using Goodreads, but the only problem is you can't... any books that you put on there, you automatically share them with your friends. Like you can't there's no privacy settings on that.
A private list?
No, you can't have a private list. So
it's weird.
So I either have to decide that I'm just going to like share all my books with my friends, which I'm starting to more and more lean towards that being okay, or I'll just have my own local list. So I'll have to think about that one. Okay. But yeah, Goodreads has a lot of great features. So yeah, I mean, really, honestly, like I have a friends list on there, and like it's okay if I have like any old books on there. Like if they're really my friends, they're not going to judge me, right?
No, they wouldn't dare, Tim.
Yeah, they honestly wouldn't. They'd probably be curious, if anything.
Yeah. The second thing I was going to tell you, I forgot. So let's just say congratulations on your baptism, and I can't wait to hear more about it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So second thing, who knows? That's gone.
If you think of it later in the episode, you could just be like the sidebar thing that Bananas with Bonanza, the guy does.
Oh, hello, friends. Come on in. The gate is open wide. yeah, I could do that. But yeah, I will see. Maybe it'll come back.
Okay.
So my weekend was super duper busy, like a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So Saturday I hosted the women's crafting brunch at church, and
wow.
That seemed to go pretty well. It was potluck style, and everybody, you know, brought stuff, and we were able to do two crafts. We did one craft, which was really easy, and it required a field trip to the kitchen. And basically, what we did was I took unflavored gelatin, and then I think it's a fourth a cup, yeah, it's one packet of gelatin and then a fourth a cup of boiling water. And then you mix those together and then until it dissolves. And then you mix bird seed into it, like, and then you take that, you stir it up, and then you take cookie cutters, and then you put the bird seed into the cookie cutters. You press them in, and then you put some string in it, like halfway, and then you press it in again. And wow. Then when it dries, it's like a solid bird seed cake that you can put on your tree. So
wow, that's awesome.
I gotta give props to Jody for that one, because I think that she came up with that one and then she wasn't able to make it to the crafting thing, and I was like, well, we're gonna do it anyway. But I also liked it. That one was, I think Jody said that one was a practical one and really easy, and so he's like, we should do it, and I was like, yeah, we totally should. But I also like impractical crafts that are just fun, so we did a different one where you write on canvas with marker and then drip little dots of rubbing alcohol on it, and it gives it what I like to call a I accidentally left this out in the rain effect. But I think everybody had a good time, so that was good. And then right after that, I had to, my friend is leaving to move to Kentucky in a couple of weeks. So we had a going away party for her. And that was pretty much directly after my women's brunch. And I really liked spending time with them, but that was a late night. I would have probably preferred to go home at like 8 o'clock instead of 10:30 like we did, but
right,
it's fine. And then the next day I had Sunday school, and then I had a children's ministry meeting. By the way, we're still looking for volunteers. If this gets out before, you know, VBS time. So I had that in between services, and then I had my Sunday school class, and then after that I had kids club. And oh, and Tim, you were
in kids club. Yeah. I forgot to mention kids club. I am not thinking clearly. So that was so nice. Kids club.
But yeah, it was still a lot of fun. So, I guess that's all. I don't want to talk about updates anymore. wait, I do. Speaking of not wanting to talk about updates anymore, let's not talk about church updates. I'm going to talk about them. And now you're going to hear it.
Oh, cool. Sounds good.
Let's see.
But I wanted to say that I'm glad that you had the brunch and everything went smoothly there. It sounds like it was a really exciting thing going on, like all the different crafts and stuff. That's really neat.
It was so exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of the ladies said, oh, when can we do it again? And so what I'm gonna do is have another meeting in a couple weeks so we can discuss like what our next event might be and who might want to host that one.
Oh, okay.
That's my workaround for not wanting to be in charge of another ministry, but still wanting to do stuff within the ministry. So
right, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you helped your friend that's moving to Kentucky. That's really great. Sorry it went a little bit late, but that's really nice that you did that.
It was a going away party, and we were just hanging out.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Well, in that case, it's actually good in a way that it went so long.
It but is, but I was so tired from like everything, because I had to get it to church at 9 o'clock so I could get everything set up. And it was just like a really long day. And I don't
know
really long days, but I had already had like half a day. And my craft thing went from 10 to 2. So,
right.
And then I had to clean up and I didn't get out of there until 3. And then I went home. I was supposed to be at my friend's house at 3, but I was like, nope, I'm going to sit down and rest for 30 minutes. And my friend lives 30 minutes away too. So it was a really, so on normal circumstances, I would have. Well, I was still fine with staying, but I was just really tired and I wished it sooner, because I'm a monster.
I totally understand that. I there was a party that I went to way back when, and it was kind of like an outdoor patio kind of party. I think I was there until like midnight or something extreme like that, like maybe even 1 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, you know what? It's like the party. It doesn't feel like it needs to stop, but actually it does need to stop.
I know. Yep. They need to end someday, Tim. Someday. All right.
But I don't think the party with Jesus ever needs to end. No, necessarily.
There ain't no party like a Jesus party, because the Jesus party don't stop.
Wow. I never thought that we would be talking about partying with Jesus. That's pretty cool.
Well, Pastor Jim does have that amazing sweater that he wears at Christmas time with Jesus and Santa next to each other, like they're buddies, and one of them's holding a carton of Nog.
Wow, that's really cool.
Christmas party. Yeah. All right.
So speaking of parties with Jesus, what do we have in our church parties?
You could have a party at the Red Cross blood drive on Saturday, July 12th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's awesome.
The hall. Yeah. And you can sign up for that online. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th, we have VBS. That'll be from 3:30 to 6 p.m. at the church. And Sunday, on the same day as the last day of VBS, it's only weekend VBS this year. After 6 o'clock, after VBS is done, we will have the blessing of the animals at the church. So and then we have our ongoing things, you know, church at 9 and 11 on Sundays, Sunday school at 11. Mondays and Tuesdays, we have online scripture journaling at 8 a.m. Wednesday, we've got food for thought. Thursday, we have food for thoughts at 6 p.m. Thursday, we have online prayer with the pastor at 12 p.m. And there's also choir practice and at 6 p.m. and praise band practice at 7 on Thursday. And that's all we have for updates. Actually, we are having roof construction through the month of June. June's almost over. It might be August by the time.
I think isn't it mostly done, the roof construction?
Yeah, but it's this email that I'm reading. Anyway.
But no, that's good. That's good to hear. And I'm really excited for weekend VBS. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be fun and short. That's my favorite part, that it'll be short.
Yeah. You know, I'm really excited to find out what the turnout is going to be like, because that's the weekend when the parents are just like not at work, you know, because during the week kind of VBS, parents are still working. So then they're bringing their kids to VBS after they're done working. And you know, I was working too. So helping with VBS, I was getting off of work and helping with VBS. So I think it's just going to be all around like a really relaxing, exciting experience. I'm super looking forward to it.
I hope so. Speaking of super fun and relaxing experiences, Tim with a Methodist moment.
Yeah, so for the Methodist moment, and I'll try my best to have the way that I wanted to explain this, despite feeling a little bit off today. So I just wanted to talk about my baptism and how amazing it was. And I'm just so happy that I could be baptized at Palmdale United Methodist Church. It was just such a special experience. And I think every time that we come to church, it's kind of like a rite of passage. And then especially when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and we start following after Jesus as often as possible. But now this is like the next stage kind of rite of passage for me, where I got that recognition for being baptized. And it was just for anybody that didn't get to watch it, it was just such a amazing experience where I basically gave my vows, so to speak, regarding what I was going to do in regards to my baptism. And then it was just so special. Everybody gave me a hug, and I just felt so welcomed and loved by everyone. And it just felt kind of like a magical experience. Like it was just such a spiritual, like uplifting moment. And I just felt so connected with God and the church. And it was just so special to me. And it really kind of enriched my like faith journey as well. Just now I've come to realize that I can do even more to like bring forth my faith journey, like spend even more time with God. Like my mom, she actually got me kind of like a baptism gift, which is super nice. She got me two devotional books, daily devotional kind of books. And so I've been reading those every morning, and it's been really kind of like centering me on God. Then I've started to like branch out a little bit more with like Christian music. Like, so not only like do I find artists that I really like, but I can actually just find albums that I really like, Christian albums, based on some artists that I happen to like experience. Like, I think one of the artists that I found was like Bethel Music or something to that effect. And I found this album called Simple. And what's really cool is we just recently had a sermon series on simplicity. And now I just discovered like an album called Simple. So, and there was just a lot of really uplifting, awesome music in that album. So yeah. And then something else that I recently came to is the idea of I can basically try to think about everything that I'm doing and think, is it the best that I can do, like in my life, like trying to live my life, as much, for Jesus as I can and modeling my life, in a way that, like is associated with following Christ. What are all the things that I can improve in my life? Like, one of the things is just getting ready first thing in the morning, and not getting distracted by my computer or my phone. And like, what other ways that I can I improve my life that I hadn't even thought of, but by putting God first, I can see all of that clearly. So I never would have like thought of this if I hadn't, had my baptism, because it just feels so much more important now. Like it was always so important for me to follow Jesus, but now it's like I just think about my life, and it's not going to change. I'm going to be a member of, oh yeah, speaking of my baptism, so I'm actually a baptized member of Palmdale United Methodist Church now, I guess. Basically you have like a baptism. I'm not sure how confirmation relates to membership, but if you're baptized at Palmdale United Methodist Church, then I guess it automatically makes you a member, which is really cool. And it just makes perfect sense to me. So anyway, like my being a member, a baptized member of Palmdale United Methodist Church, that like basically I could just always look forward to being part of the church, and I can always look forward to being in relationship with God. And then like putting love for God first and love for my neighbor equally first in comparison with anything else. It's like something that I can always just think about, like just having that like awesome experiences in the church and awesome experiences with God. And so forth. So like, it just all like clicks for me now, like having baptism, just kind of like solidifies that relationship that I have with God even more so. And it makes honestly so much sense, because even Jesus was baptized, and he was the Son of God. And John the Baptist was even wondering, I think, why Jesus was getting baptized. But it was a necessary rite of passage for him. And so why would it not be a necessary rite of passage for any Christian? So yeah, it's just really a beautiful thing. And I'm just so like amazed and so happy thinking that this is like the center of my life. And I mentioned in the last episode about that song, Center. And in that song, I think there's a few singers, but I think the singer that I like the most for that song is trying to remember. I think it was Emmy Rose, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look that up a little bit later in the episode. But basically, yeah. Actually, I should look that up now because I just have to. Emmy Rose. Is that what it was? Yeah. Yeah. Emmy Rose with Bethel Music. And yeah. And I think Abby Gamboa also does that song. But yeah, I just really, the singer talks about how she loves Jesus. Oh, how I love you. And that really is the center of our like Christian life. Like we're putting love for God first, you know, love for God being like they call the agape love, like the one of the highest forms of love that you can have. And so, yeah, all of these things remind me of like my love for God. You know, my baptism sparked the whole thing. And also I wanted to mention, I had forgotten to mention this when I was at Kids Club. It was a really nice experience all in all. But what made it even more nice was that I'm like, oh, here, let me like use some of these beads to make some jewelry. And like, I just had my baptism. So why don't I make a bracelet symbolizing my baptism? And what Miriam said when she was helping me, she's like, oh, that's your baptism bracelet. And that was so cool. I really liked that. Like just an amazing thing. So now I have a baptism bracelet, and like whenever I want to be reminded of my baptism, I can wear that bracelet. And so I think that's a really, really incredible thing that just the same day that I was baptized, I get a baptism bracelet because I went to Kids Club. So that was really cool. And I also got totally drenched. So that wasn't really part of my baptism, but you know how you get wet with your baptism. Pastor Jim, he sprinkled the water on my head. I guess there's different ways of getting baptized, but I guess like an informal kind of like getting wet experience. I just happened to get wet that same day at Kids Club. So, but anyway, yeah. So that's all in all what it is, and I'm sure I'll mention more about my baptism as the episodes go on. But I really appreciate your giving me this moment here, Beth, for me to talk about it.
Oh yeah, of course.
So yeah, I have
things again.
Maybe, oh good.
Maybe one thing, but. The thing you said about Jesus being also being baptized, even though he's Jesus,
yes,
he's the savior of the world, that kind of reminds me of like how you know the you have a good boss, like if the boss is willing to do the things that are quote unquote, not that being baptized is beneath you, but like if your boss is willing to be the guy who has to like, who takes the trash out to help out and pick up the slack without being like, that's not my job. I feel like that's what Jesus is doing. He's like,
wow,
that's not my job to be baptized. I baptize you. So I feel like Jesus maybe did that just so we were on like even, you know, playing ground or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's really beautiful. And it makes me think about like his life and then being on the cross and being resurrected. Like everybody was expecting him to be like a conquering king, but he ended up being like a Lamb of God kind of king instead. Yeah. So like, yeah, between the baptism and then his like giving his life on the cross, it's like, That's incredible. I had never like put those two things together. That's awesome, Beth.
I do remember the second thing. At Kids Club, we had water balloons, and the previous one that we had 2 weeks before, we had just like the regular water balloons that, you know, break, and then you have to pick up all the little water balloon pieces. And
right.
We used up a lot of those at the last Kids Club, and I said I was going to get more, and so I did. But the water balloons that I found at Costco are the coolest water balloons ever, you guys. They're reusable, and they're basically like made out of silicone, and they're kind of like the Easter eggs, you know, for the Easter.
The Easter eggs.
The plastic Easter eggs where they open and they're still on a hinge. And so these open like that, and then you just put them underwater open, and then they snap shut because they have a magnetic close. And then you can reuse them again, you guys. So easy to fill back up. So go get those before they're gone. I went back the next day and got two more packs. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those are the best water balloons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And they're the most fun water balloons I've ever played with.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, you just have like a legitimate like bucket of water and you can just keep filling up the same water balloons.
With regular water balloons, whether they, you know, burst open is hit or miss, literally and figuratively. But with these, they're guaranteed to crack open every time. So
right, exactly. So when you toss them, like you do a ring kind of toss thing, there's no popping of the balloons. It's just, oh, whether the balloon is going to open up a little bit or not and just get you wet. Like, it's such a unique experience. Like, but seriously.
I think the biggest thing that I love about them is the fact that you don't have to pick up tiny pieces, like, and then miss them, and then, you know, they're big pieces and you get to reuse them again. So,
yeah, speaking of VBS, that's exactly what we had to do. Like, every time, go ahead.
We did that. We had to do that 2 weeks ago, too, when we used the regular water balloons.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's hard to do that, like, in the evening. Like, if with VBS, it was ending at, like, 6 or 7 or whatever. And so it started getting dark. Luckily, we always do VBS during the summer, so that's not a huge problem.
Right.
But it's so much better just to use the reusable balloons. And I got to say that I'm really looking forward to using those balloons for both days of VBS if we can. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
That's just going to be a blast. Yep. My gosh.
So anyway.
But yeah, one other thing about my baptism. I'm super happy that you were there, Beth, for my baptism. And Jessica and Amber were there too. And so that was just so special to me that all of you were able to wish me the best. It just made the experience so lovely and amazing. So, and I got to give you a hug, Beth. That was so cool.
Sometimes that's how I feel about hugs. Speaking about hugs, this sermon is a hug for your soul.
Yes, it is indeed.
Let's see. I always forget to open the church app, but this particular sermon that Pastor Jim preached on was very short and sweet, and it was titled "Give Me a Drink." And it was
"Give Me a Drink."
It was a very Groundhog Day sermon.
You know, before I jump into the sermon feedback, Beth, I got to say that coincidentally, I started talking with one of my coworker friends about Groundhog Day movies. And I didn't even intend on that because I had been talking with her about like young adult books and stuff like that. And I remembered one young adult book that I hadn't read yet, but I was planning to, that was kind of in the similar vein with what we were talking about. It's this book called Before I Fall. And that was made into a movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So I didn't even realize that that was a Groundhog Day movie until I had mentioned it. Because then it, so it's just... So then there's so many Groundhog Day movies. Yeah.
There's another one that I really like that came out a couple of years ago. I think it's on Hulu, or at least it was. It's called Palm Springs, and it has Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti in it. And I think the guy, I think J.K. Simmons is in it as well. But that's a really... I think the way that they do them differently, I thought this was a fun spin on the, you know, Groundhog Day movie.
Right. There's a movie that I really like that I think a lot of people would enjoy. It's The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. It's an Amazon Prime original movie. And I thought that was a pretty neat take on Groundhog Day as well. It's a romantic comedy, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Palm Springs ones is too.
Oh, well, cool. I'll have to check that out.
Let's talk about Pastor Jim's take on.
Yeah. What is Pastor Jim's take on Groundhog Day? Well, yeah. So just a quick summary on that, unless you want to give it, Beth.
Oh, you can give it if you like.
Okay. So basically, Pastor Jim went into the John chapter 4 story about how Jesus saw the woman at the well, and he asked the woman for a drink, and then pointed out to the woman that he could offer her water that would be something in which she would never be thirsty. And Pastor Jim did a Groundhog Day take on that, where he's like, look at all the different ways that this could have occurred, but didn't occur in the Bible chapter there, but it could have occurred this way. So he stated all like 9 different ways that it could have occurred. And I was honestly astounded by this. So to jump in and give my thoughts on that, I thought it was really fascinating all in all. That it just had to go a certain way in which the woman would discover that Jesus was the Messiah, and then bring forth the message to the other Samaritans. That it's just so intriguing that it had to go a certain way, and it makes me think that like there's so many Bible stories that are probably like that. Like you could dissect all of them like that. And really think of like all the what ifs and so forth. And it's funny because Pastor Jim mentioned this at the beginning of the sermon, and I didn't pick this up until the second time I listened to it. He said something about how somebody talked about the multiverse. And then I just could not help myself but mention the multiverse to Pastor Jim when I saw him in person. But I didn't realize he mentioned that in the very beginning of his sermon. So I guess that was a take that a lot of people got, that Pastor Jim was kind of talking about the multiverse here and the with the woman in the well. And so, yeah, I thought it was very intriguing overall. And I also think that that's one of the most compelling stories in the Bible for me, like particularly about Jesus offering the woman water in which she would never be thirsty. I just think that's so beautiful and so special that accepting Jesus, the water that he gives us is something that will quench our spiritual thirst. Because it's like, you know, we have physical thirst, we have spiritual thirst, and sometimes it goes hand in hand. But it's like we're always kind of like out in the world trying to like satisfy this thirst, but absolutely nothing satisfies this thirst other than Jesus. And what he provides us, and the experience that we have as Christians. So, yeah. So really spoke close to home for me, just that story. And so like the fact that he picked it apart like that just made it so special as well. Like, yeah, you know, it's so that's pretty much my takeaway. I thought it was great. It was a great sermon.
All this talk about water makes me feel like it was a very fitting sermon to have on a day where there were not one, but 2 baptisms.
Yes.
I wonder if that was planned.
I know.
They're very good at pre-planning the sermons. And, like Pastor Jim and Don get together and they coordinate like what he's going to be preaching and what music should go with that. And that's one of my favorite things. When I was watching it, I just kept thinking about the Choose Your Own Adventure books. Have you ever?
Yes. I forgot to mention that. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
And I thought that, wouldn't it be fun to have a Bible Choose Your Own Adventure? And they'd be like, Okay. If you want Jesus to follow his disciples into the city for food instead of waiting at the well, turn to page 35.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this also is very fitting for for anxious people. I'm not this anxious, but I know there's a lot of people. I do have anxiety, but I know there's a lot of people with anxiety who have to think of every single, you know, possibility that could happen. And yeah, that's what that kind of reminded me. What if this happened instead? What if that happened instead? And it's
wow.
Like, but it happened the way it was supposed to, you guys. And
yeah.
And I feel like that's with everything, you know, like when anything, well, not in the book, but, you know, even when the thing happens the way it's supposed to, we're still like, oh, man, I should have done this. I should have.
Right.
So I just think it's interesting. Like, and also the butterfly effect, like what small little ripple would have needed to happen in order to change the story? I don't know. And then the multiverse, you know?
Oh, I know. I know, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's always something that intrigues me, but also just overall, like, totally perplexes me. Like, all these time travel movies don't even really completely capture, like, just the full-on, like, as you said, butterfly effect. Yeah. That would occur if you just change a few things. It's like they always like have to create a simplified version in order for it to be comprehensible, because like there's just way too many variables.
There's a show called Community. Have you seen it?
No.
It's so funny. It is like people either love it or they hate it, but I think it's one of the funniest and most original comedies I've ever seen in my life. And it's basically a study group that goes to community college together, and they go to community college and they form a study group. And so it's just like a bunch of people in different walks of lives getting together, and it's a Spanish study group because they're all in the same Spanish class together. But there's an episode where I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like alternate timelines. And they're playing a game and they're rolling a die. And then like each frame before he rolls the die freezes in midair. Mm-hmm. And then you see it and it lands on like number one. And then they go through like the whole storyline of what it would have happened if it was like that. And then it goes back, it flashes back to like, okay, here we go. And the die is in the air and then it freezes and then it lands and it's on number two. And then it goes through like the different, you know, timelines that could happen. It's really weird, but it's really cool. I don't remember what episode it is though.
What is that, a movie or a show?
It's a television show. It has Joel McHale and
others. What is the show called again?
Community.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Streaming. I'll check it out.
Wow. That's interesting.
But it's really, really good. Oh, it's available on Peacock, I guess.
So. Oh, okay. Oh, Peacock, I think is that the free one? I can't remember.
No, I think you pay $4.90. Well, yeah, I used to pay $4.99 for it, so I don't think it's free. But
oh, okay.
It's
okay,
what NBC used to be, and now I guess we pay for NBC.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we're paying for everything now. Actually, there are some free ones. There's like Crackle or something, or like the Roku channel, or there's But I wanted to mention also that this sermon, like just the like choosing your own adventure kind of thing, reminded me of two things. The first is chess. You know how chess, you're always thinking ahead, like the next move.
I hate chess, but please continue.
Oh. I started playing chess recently because chess.com has this turn-based thing that you can do a certain amount of days per turn. So you're legitimately playing a chess game for like potentially a month, chess game. And so I've been playing with a few people like online. One of them is my old college friends. And then there was another random person I was playing with. And basically You're kind of doing time travel when you're playing chess, because you're having to think ahead on what the next move is. And the chess.com app makes it really intriguing because they actually have an analyze mode where you can see in real time what it would actually look like, because you try to predict your opponent's moves and you like move for them and stuff. So you don't have to do the whole thing in your mind's eye. And then the second thing is what you were saying, Beth, about the choose your own adventure story. There's a lot of stuff like that I'm familiar with. So visual novels in Japanese visual novels and Korean visual novels and stuff like that, they actually have that as like a non-linear aspect to it. Especially with the more like choosing like a friend or like a partner or like a date or something like that kind of games. Like the game that I was playing way back when, Canon, the one that was on that I got on Steam remastered. That game, like you end up choosing a girl to like spend your like story with, basically. And so like there's a lot of that stuff that's going on with the visual novels, which is really fascinating. And then they also have this this genre of games called interactive fiction. Have you ever heard of interactive fiction?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of like choose your own adventure. But it's kind of like a more digital format. Like they're basically like interactive fiction games. And there's a lot of different interactive fiction like formats that you can like get an interactive fiction engine that will play these different like interactive fiction games and stuff. So, yeah, it's all very fascinating. But at the end of the day, it's like I like how you can have this, like you can have like a non-linear story. And the way that you described it is the really cool one, like it's an actual book. It's like, oh, turn to page 36 to see the next outcome.
Yeah, I used to love those books. Those were so fun to read.
Yeah. And so it kind of makes me think about like the Bible and like makes me want to go in and kind of be more curious now, like going into the Gospels, going into like some of the Old Testament stories. And just like seeing like, okay, what if it happened this way instead of that way? And just kind of like creates like a sense of what the story would be like. Because, you know, God, there was a song, I think, that I was listening to. I can't remember it now, but it was, I forgot the name of the artist. Okay, I'll bring it up next episode. But anyway, they were talking about God's timing. And if we change the story, like we do a what if in the Bible, then like basically we have a different like circumstance of God's timing, right? So it's like, you know how you have the exile or something like that, where God's chosen people were exiled for years, and then you have them in slavery and stuff like that, but eventually God brings them out of those scenarios. And so when we set like a what if scenario, it's like, okay, well, if God didn't respond in this circumstance, how would he respond in the next one? And so then you kind of like predict like, oh, how would God respond if he didn't respond in this scenario in the story? So, yeah, it's kind of like a neat idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
This is pretty cool. Really interesting. I like that Pastor Jim put together like all this content into like a shorter sermon and just created a more intriguing kind of like interactive experience for us as the listeners, you know?
Yeah, me too. It was a good sermon, short and sweet.
Yeah, indeed.
Speaking of good sermons, no, just kidding.
Speaking of, what is it? What if scenarios? what
choose your own prayer
experience here. What if you pray about this versus that?
Wouldn't that be weird if your life changes because you accidentally prayed for the wrong thing or something? It's like God's a genie and not a god.
Right. Oh, wow. That's very interesting. The one comforting thing, though, Beth, when it comes to prayer, is that God already knows what we're going to ask before we ask him.
That's true. You're right.
That's always the comforting thing. And so, but we still can have the what if prayer aspect because maybe we didn't express the prayer, but once we have the what if of what the prayer would be that we wanted to express, then God knows that what if before because we, okay, now this is getting too confusing.
What are your prayer requests?
Yeah, so what is my prayer? I think two prayers or two requests within the same prayer, something like that. A prayer for me to continue to think about the enrichment of my faith journey because of my baptism and really see that how I can like blossom in my relationship with God and the way that I live my Christian life and just kind of like use my baptism as like an inspiration and just continue to have that sort of like empowerment in my experience and see what else God can do in my life that he's already done so much. And something I forgot to mention during the Methodist moment is that I am totally a different person now since I've become a Christian, since I've been going to the Palmdale United Methodist Church, since all the ministry that I've been a part of, like this podcast with you, Beth and Jessica, like it's just like I'm just totally changed. And I mentioned this to Miriam actually in the kids club, and she's like, yes, you're a new creation. And yeah, that's right. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so, yeah, it's just so like amazing to look back and think how different I am and my life is because of Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit and all of that. So anyway, a prayer for me to just continue to move forward in that direction. And then also a prayer for me to be able to restrict my choices on things that I do in my free time so that I can actually move forward with my reading habit. And I don't know how many times like I have to think of it as like after Lent, but this is not even really after Lent anymore. This is just like something that I'm trying to improve about my free time. Get off of social media. I mean, I guess now I'm not so worried about the social media part, but for me to just like actually have that focus and enrich my life with reading. So, and even if that means just like reading my devotionals and then carrying that energy into like reading more, that would be super helpful. So yeah, that's what I got for my prayer request, Beth.
Thanks for sharing that, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
We can definitely pray for all of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You don't have to.
No. So, what do you have for your prayer request, Beth?
Well, first of all, a couple weeks ago when I, or maybe a week ago, yeah, it was probably a week ago when I couldn't sleep. I was literally up all night. I decided I would make use of the time by trying to figure out what a routine for me would look like were I to choose to have a routine. I have a really hard time with routines. It's hard for me to stick with them.
Me too.
I did 30 days of meditation in a row once, and then I never did it again for like a few months later.
I'm amazed. Yeah, that's amazing. You were able to stick to it for 30 days.
A 30-day meditation. So I was like, I can do this. Like it was, you know, a series that I think the guy I like is called Jeff Warren, and he's on the Calm app, and which I should get into again. But anyway, so I wrote down what I thought a routine should look like, and then I didn't start it last week because it was towards the end of the week. And then I was like, that's okay. You can start it on Monday, which was 2 days ago.
Mm.
And then I didn't because I was just so tired and worn out from my busy weekend. And I'm still kind of recovering from that.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess my prayer is like, maybe I will be able to do it next week and start it next week. And yeah. But also being too rigid with my schedule doesn't help me at all because I'm not very good at sticking with it. And like we discussed before, stuff always takes longer than I think it should.
Right, right. Sticking with what again, Beth?
My routine. Like I want to.
Okay, your routine. Right, right, right. That's what I was thinking.
Things that I would want to incorporate in a daily routine. So like, what would I, or actually I just broke it down and like, okay, I want to exercise. What do I want to do for exercise? Bill, and it's like choose your own adventure, but with Beth's routine.
Wow.
So it's like, what do I want to do? Like every day, you know, like exercise, breakfast, devotional, Bible study, lunch, dinner. Prayers, like even if I can't stick with it completely 100%, you know, prayer, at least, you know, dip my toes in.
That is really, really such a good thing to pray for, Beth, honestly, because I could use something like that myself. So yeah, prayers for you on that for sure. And I was going to say, I'm not sure if this would help you, but this has sort of helped me, but I've been largely unsuccessful, at least for most of it. Setting aside routines based on certain periods of time during the day or certain purposes.
That's also what I was thinking. And I set a lot of alarms for that. But then I also have a habit of just ignoring the alarms. So
right. Oh, yeah, me too. I used to have like 20 alarms or something. But now I have like 2 because I got a new phone and I'm like, none of that stuff was really helping me.
Yeah.
But the routine that I've been able to stick with, Beth, is my evening routine. That's the only routine I've been able to stick with the last like month or so. But my morning routine is terrible. I go on YouTube or whatever for like 20, 30 minutes, waste time in between. It's just a mess. So I could use the same prayer like for readiness, like just do my morning routine first thing when I wake up.
Yeah. And then the second thing, I think last week I shared that my grandma had, you know, fallen ill like pretty quickly and she had the flu and they were planning on bringing her to a home in that was closer to my mom and my aunt in Rapid City. But then they progressed even more. So she's been put on 24-hour hospice care. And that was last week that they started doing that. And so my mom and my aunt went to Sioux Falls, where she lives, yesterday so that they could say their goodbyes and everything. And but she's still hanging on. My mom thinks that she's probably going to hang on until my uncle can get there and say goodbye. For my family and my mom and my aunt and my uncle.
Definitely, Beth. Prayers for you and your family and your aunt, your uncle, and your mom, and your grandma, you know, even though she's the one in the hospice, maybe she needs it just the same or even more, because that I'm sure that that's very difficult. So I appreciate your mentioning that. And I really hope that that everybody is able to have as much of a smooth or like just accepting kind of experience as possible.
Transition from life to life.
Yes, from life to life. Yeah, for sure. So, so a prayer for you on your routines too, Beth. Definitely.
And stay tuned.
What one thing I wanted to mention before. Oh, wait, you said stay tuned for what?
I'm going to say something really funny.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about Looney Tunes or something, because last week, Pastor Jim was talking about Looney Tunes.
Oh, no, I never talk about Looney Tunes.
But before we close, I wanted to mention, yeah, the song I found out is Bethel Music Center. And it's the live version with Emmy Rose, and it's 11 minutes long. That's my favorite version of the song Center. And she's talking about like honoring Jesus, honoring God, and then like how much she loves God and Jesus. And so it's just a really like beautiful song, all in all. So anybody that hasn't listened to that song before, I highly recommend it.
Okay, thanks for that recommendation, Tim.
Yeah.
I'll say the thing I was going to say before now.
You remember the thing that you were going to say before?
I was going to say, stay tuned for next week's episode, which will be a podcast in Choose Your Own Adventure style.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh. That was the thing that I was going to say.
I think that maybe we could do that. You know, some sort of intriguing ingenuity here with being the podcast's co-hosts.
We'll workshop it. But
yeah, indeed. We'll bring it to the workshop. The Methodist to the Madness workshop. MTTM workshop.
Yep.
Hey, that could be a shirt, Beth. MTTM workshop.
When I was little, I'm going to say this one thing and then I have to go because it's after 7:30 again. When I was little, whenever I heard anybody talk about a workshop, like a writing workshop or, you know, something else workshop, I just pictured them in like a literal workshop, like the elves and where they make the toys. I thought it was that kind of workshop.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. You know, when we go to the MTTM workshop, we're going to hang out with the elves and Santa and Jesus, just like the shirt that you mentioned at Pastor Jim, man.
I was a little disappointed that, like, when I figured out what, you know, other workshops were, that they're not with tools and building stuff. So
maybe that's something we could do for Kids Club. We could have like we could say, oh, hey, what do you think a workshop is supposed to look like?
Then we just do whatever the kids think it is. Just kidding.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So with workshops and doing whatever the kids want to do, what do you think if we stay mad, you Methodists?
Methodists.
We all have different names. No matter what life brings us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness.